The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
The deputy sheriff in Hillsborough County is going to recover after he was stabbed in the neck, really, by a mental patient. But you know what's amazing is the skill. This is a rather new deputy. I think he's only been on the streets for like 3 years. But the de-escalation tactics of this deputy and the fact that he probably could have used lethal force but did not and ended up using non-lethal. This is an amazing story. And it happened out in Lithia. This happened, the Sunday afternoon. And HCSO, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, responded to a call from the Fishhawk Ranch area in Lithia. And it came from a mental health service called Grace Point. They were concerned about this 21-year-old guy identified as Nicholas Ferguson. So the deputy, Charles Williams, confronts the guy, and it's almost like he's about to respond, and it's about to be de-escalated, but then the guy starts to run. Ultimately, the deputy is stabbed in the neck, and this is the audio. This is very intense audio. We're going to have the sheriff on here in just a matter of seconds. Listen to this. This is amazing audio. Well, there it is.
Why are you running, dude? Are you scared?
Yeah.
Hey, look, running's not going to help. All right? One, I run a lot. Okay? We're going to walk back. Okay? Now, the thing of it is, you're still not in trouble, but obviously I can't trust you not to run anywhere. All right? So, come on. Come on. I'm going to put you in handcuffs for now. Okay?
All right, and then...
God! He's got a knife! Hey! Stop! Stop! I got him a good boy! Stop right now!
You can hear the taser.
Stop! Drop the knife! Go to the side! Put your hands behind your back!
That is unbelievable.
It is.
His weapon, his service weapon, was actually drawn first. And I think deadly force might have been justified there. He attempted to kill a law enforcement officer, but ultimately the deputy chose to use the taser. I believe he deployed the taser twice, and that ended the situation. On the phone, the sheriff of Hillsborough County, Sheriff Chad Cronister. Sheriff, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. And Sheriff, by the way, you are the first sheriff on the relaunch of the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you, MJ. And I tell you what, I'm grateful you're back. Welcome all of you back. Again, glad you guys are back in town. We'll do nothing but benefit the Tampa Bay community. So welcome home.
Thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate it. What a story. And this deputy, I believe I read that he's only 3 years with HCSO. I thought he did a remarkable job, Deputy Charles Williams.
Phenomenal. I talked to him yesterday, and he was waiting to get released from the hospital. They kept him overnight. They were worried about the swelling. Luckily, he missed the carotid artery, but they were worried about the swelling, that it would become worse and block off the circulation, so they kept him overnight. But I talked to him when he got, and I have to tell you, to show you the tenacity and dedication of this deputy, he gets released from the hospital and heads into the district office down. He works the south end of the county.
Yep.
And wanted to know, with stitches in his neck, and wanted to know when he could come back to work. You know, so we had to make him go back home. But I required a mandatory 40-hour advanced training on how to deal with mental health crisis. And I was so proud yesterday when I watched this video to see how he de-escalated that situation. You have to remember, when he ran away with the deputy after he already stabbed him and tried to kill him, he still had the knife. But he went the less lethal options and handled it that way. And he was talking him down, and he did. He tried running from him, and he picked the wrong deputy. The deputy is in phenomenal shape. And if you heard, the mental health suspect, the bad guy, was extremely gasping for air. He was out of shape. And the deputy was just talking to him normal, like he wasn't even warmed up yet.
Unbelievable. Now, 3 years on the force, do you think, in your opinion, after you watch the body cam video, and that's a whole different story, because not all deputies have the body cams yet. He happened to be outfitted with a body cam.
Yeah, that's why we went to body cameras. It tells the story. It's not let's speculate. He said, she said. It helps with accountability, but it helps build that trust through transparency, and that's why I wanted to put it out. Last week, we finished equipping 1,000 deputy sheriffs. Those deputies who have the most interaction with the public and our specialty teams too, K-9, the Marine unit, our school resource deputies, the courthouse, they all have body cameras now, and I think here we're just seeing today the benefit of it.
Sheriff, it also shows what kind of danger your officers are put in all the time. They're putting their lives at risk. That's what else those body cams show.
Well, when you hear people talk all the time, defund the police, that's what's going to fix everything. And let's send social workers the nonviolent calls for service. This was a nonviolent call for service. They believed that the family believed that he was going to be Baker-acted. They were working with one of the mental health facilities, a great one, and went out. And they had dialogue ongoing for almost an hour, for 50 minutes. And he was cooperative. So this just shows you how quick a nonviolent call for service can turn violent in an instant.
See, that is an amazing point. Sheriff Chronister is with us, Sheriff Chad Chronister from Hillsborough County, talking about this incident in Lithia on Sunday, which is insane. And your point is very spot on, that those that are calling for defund the police and, for a call like this, we're just going to send out an unarmed social worker. And guess what? Those unarmed social workers are going to end up getting killed, Sheriff.
Well, that's what's going to happen. You think you're saving money. You think you're diverting money. What's the death benefit going to be on the death benefit's going to be on the first social worker that ends up getting killed and their family sued? You know, that's not the answer. Now, we have three social workers that I've hired that go along with our deputies and our behavioral health deputies to try to de-escalate a situation. On top of that, you see the benefits of this 40-hour updated training that all our deputies just completed, and you see how well it worked. I couldn't, again, be more proud of how well he de-escalated that situation and didn't have to use deadly force when he probably could have.
Now, Sheriff, what happens to Nicholas Ferguson, the bad guy, now? Because he obviously needs mental treatment, but he also tried to kill an officer.
That's a great question. He'll be accountable. He'll be responsible. He was charged with first-degree murder on a law enforcement officer. But here's the good news.
Attempted first-degree murder.
Attempted. But here's the good news. We have a phenomenal mental health curriculum and treatment inside our detention facilities. So he'll start that program. We'll see what medications he needs. The counselors the treatment counselors will work with him, and we'll start getting him the help that he needs. Just because he's in detention doesn't mean, hey, now you're going to go rot in detention. No, we're going to get him the help he needs.
Well, you ought to be really proud, as you said, of Deputy Charles Williams, who did a phenomenal job. And you answered my other question, that was probably a deadly force situation where it could have been justified, and he de-escalated with the use of the taser.
That's it. How many people would have been so composed after they just got stabbed in the neck like he was?
I think...
Unbelievably proud.
I think Deputy Charles Williams has a bright future with your agency, sir.
He absolutely does, and I appreciate the allowing me to call in. I couldn't be more grateful that he wasn't killed, and more proud of how well he handled himself.
Sheriff Chad Chronister, Hillsborough County. Sheriff, I'm sure we're going to have you on a lot as the MJ Morning Show is back.
Look forward to it, guys. Welcome home.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.